The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, Canada. See you later.
We stand on guard for thee. Yes.
You actually Canada. Know the rest of the words. I'm impressed. Or did you make that up?
No, that is actually, well, that's the end of the national anthem.
Well, that's still pretty good. Hey, welcome everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show. It's like, where are you? Well, maybe in Canada, maybe transitioning back. We got advanced medicine today. Yes, we do. And we're going to review, and actually I've got a bonus interview I didn't get to air from the Total Health Conference with Dr. Howard Fisher coming up. But maybe we ought to just like catch up on what happened, because I hardly got to talk to you at all, Super D, except when we were on the air yesterday live. But it was a whirlwind of really cool guests, and I just said I was like a giddy fanboy at a Comic-Con convention with all the health people. I loved it.
Yeah, you were definitely charged yesterday during the show. I mean, it's just people coming from every direction, and people jumping on the air and stopping by, and fans of the show just jumping on the microphone and stuff. It was really cool.
So I revealed my inner nerddom. Not that you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, listen, you said it was kind of like a Comic-Con for health people. Yeah. So yeah, you know, you were there dressed like your favorite superhero, doing the cosplay thing. You know.
I didn't. I dressed like it. Then somebody asked.
You were wearing your purple shirt like you were the Joker from Batman. See, so
yeah. Well, but Dr. David Brownstein said it looked like iodine, so he was happy. And it was great. You know, Rachel Parent, really a bright light. I mean, I see the weight of the world on her shoulders at 16 or 17 what now. It's just, and you know, I know it's not literally there, but I remember back to being a teenager and wanting to change the world. And you know, many of us had high ideals. Maybe some of us did. I don't know. But I just felt like, gosh, I see suffering everywhere, and I wanted to alleviate it. And then at a certain point, you mature and realize, listen, it's not necessarily your burden. You have to relieve everybody's. But I like the fact, Super D, that we can actually help people genuinely, you know, by doing this show. And a lot of folks came up and were genuinely so grateful. Of course, Ty Bollinger and family were there, and all the people that had seen us on Cancer Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. We're just gushing with gratitude, and it was just so nice to be up there with a lot of nice folks.
Yeah, that is very cool, and I can relate to that youthful optimism that you were referring to.
Yes.
I think everybody has that, and you start off being very passionate about a cause or something that you believe in, and then as you get older, you become wiser, and you find a way to channel that in a way that actually can make a difference.
Yeah, and I know I feel good about what we're doing, no doubt, but there are a lot of other folks that I just feel so pleased, feel so happy about what they're doing. You know, I met an old friend, I hadn't seen her, I think, in 17 years, and she's running this thing called CSI, I forget the name as we're speaking about it, but really about social change, and not just, you know, airy-fairy, pie-in-the-sky stuff. I mean, really practical ways to put this together and make it viable. So impressive, and I hope to get her on eventually as well. And one of the things, the lectures I gave, the first one was just rocking. Everything was grooving, you know. I had the slides, the thing, we were having fun. We had a panel. And then my lecture on Sunday was on immunity without vaccines. And, you know, I don't know what to expect, but the people there are very warm and welcoming. And so I get my PowerPoint set up. I didn't have a lot of time to work extra on it because we were so busy. And PowerPoint didn't work. Nothing I did made it work. And I tried a few times, and at a certain point I closed it and opened it again. And it's like, oh, no. And then I closed it. I said, okay, well, this is a different lecture today, folks. So I went off the cuff on, you know, some of my experiences with it, went through some of the basics as I've, you know, come to understand it. And then I just said, all right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Q&A for this entire hour, right, or what's remaining of it. And it was really well received. Some great comments, some really good questions.
Wow, look at you, man. You are like the pro.
Well, come on. You know, it's my first...
You've been doing this for a while, yeah.
It's my first rodeo. But it's still...
Dude, that's cool, though.
Yeah, you have a thought going in, and if that's ever happened to you where, like, the best laid plans, and you're like, okay, it's all going wrong. And it isn't going wrong. It's just telling you, all right, what you thought you wanted or needed to do is not what's needed. And so, you know, people were sincere asking questions. We got into discussions of homeoprophylaxis. And, you know, that's the use of homeopathic nozodes in place of vaccines. We're talking detoxing vaccines. We were talking, Mark Bills, who appeared on the show surprisingly yesterday, was asked a great question because he's an EMT on an ambulance, how they were trying to force them all to get flu shots, and they fought it back, but then there's still a battle back and forth. You know, and I talked about, you know, we've got to start speaking amongst ourselves. Like, if you're in a profession of EMTs, you need to start talking to all your fellow EMTs about what's in a vaccine. And if you're a nurse, you need to do the same thing so that when they come down from the heavy hand of government, you know, pharmaceutical government, you all walk out. I mean, I said, listen, what are they going to do when all nurses or all EMTs walk off the job because they're not allowed to work without a flu shot, for instance? It's going to change policy immediately. So it was about communication. A lot of this weekend was about it's time to find your voice and speak out and educate, not beat people over the head with it, but literally it's time to let them know what is going on, what you've discovered, because if not, they're coming for you. So it was a very interesting unplanned interaction.
Yeah, so cool that when, you know, a lot of people would just crash and burn because what they had planned just goes, you instead let it happen organically, and it ended up being awesome.
Yeah, it was a different kind of I would have just say it was different, but people liked it, and I was just at peace with it, and I'm just grateful again.
Excellent.
Everybody was open, nobody threw tomatoes at me, so we're all good. Yeah. So what if
they would have been organic tomatoes probably in that case?
There, I would hope so, especially with Rachel Perrin around. No GMO, that's for sure.
That's right.
Let's see, what else was I missed? My friends in Ocala, they aired the Vaxxed at the Ocala Film Festival. This weekend.
Yeah, you know, I saw this morning when I got up that there's a post going around. I think Ginger Taylor had shared it, and I saw it in my feed how the opening premiere at that festival was completely sold out. There was just a line all the way around the block.
Yeah, it's called the Silver Springs International Festival, and they said it's the best one ever. They had a number of champion winners of things. It's big. But they said the biggest, you know, obviously controversy was that they aired Vax. The moment they heard that the Tribeca and the Houston Film Festival canceled it, they were like all over it. They're like, you're not going to censor us. And so I'm reading this article, and Jeffrey Jackson, thanks, shout out to him for linking it up, because I'm not there. But I just was impressed with this article. Who is the author of this article? Let me see. Joe Callahan, staff writer for Ocala.com. And this is the first mainstream journalist newspaper that actually saw the film and wrote about what was in the film, not what the CDC wanted him or everyone in the mainstream media to write. And I think they're finally being shamed. Celia Farber is doing a bang-up job at Truth Barrier because she's pointing this out, that, you know, these people are basically writing what the CDC tells them to write. And as it went, you know, they acknowledge that it's a controversial film, and they acknowledge that it was about the federal government covering up the link of MMR to autism. So, you know, they didn't talk about attacking Wakefield right up front. They said this is what the film is about, the whistleblower. And then, as they described the director, Andrew Wakefield, listen to this. They say, a British doctor who joined 12 other doctors to publish a study in 1998 that concluded there may be a link of the MMR vaccine to a rise in autism. Have you ever heard a sentence like that in the mainstream media?
No, you know, what I take away from this is here is a perfect example. And the reason why we're talking about it and why it's so shocking is that you don't see objective, independent journalism anymore.
Exactly.
This is it.
Yeah, that's what it should be. And then of course, they have to bring up the contrary. But listen to the way the writer did this. His work was later labeled an, quote-unquote, elaborate fraud by a British medical journal. Wakefield was vilified for even suggesting such a link, though the conclusion of the research was that the issue needed to be closely studied. I've never seen a mainstream journalist actually acknowledge that, much less that there were 12 other doctors. So here's someone who actually watched the movie, reported on the movie, did not vitriolically come out against Wakefield based on CDC proclamations. This shows me that we're winning. We're shaming the journalist back into some level of journalism here, and I credit Celia Farber a lot for this, so I'm very excited about this, and I still look forward to seeing it at a film festival near me sometime, and I hope that it makes it around. I know L.A. is already sold out, and there's some other areas that are working on getting it there. So very, very, very interesting news, good news, in fact, on the movie Vaxxed and what it is doing.
Yeah, and as much as the media is still attempting to try and tell people that it's flopping, it's not doing well, yada, 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 fortunately, in this age of information through the internet, we're able to see that the truth is that it's doing very well, and a lot of people are going out and seeing it.
Sure. But on the other end of the media spectrum, we have the lapdogs of the CDC media claiming that Zika is a supervillain that can do anything to anyone at any time. And it's horrible, and it's scary, and we need a vaccine. Hurry, hurry, hurry. So this has come out yesterday on Health Day News. The Zika virus may be linked to yet another brain disorder, this one similar to multiple sclerosis, according to researchers. So it may. Remember the word may, M-A-Y. It may, but it might not. And all of the consensus, it's consensus about preliminary data that says, really, well, Zika is not the cause of microcephaly, but they are so desperate to make a new industry on a new virus that sounds really cool to say, Zika, that they're not going to let this go. And in 1947 or so, when they say they discovered it, and up until now, it never really did anything to anyone of any consequence, and then suddenly now it's the scourge of planet Earth. We've got to pesticide the mosquitoes. We've got to release GMO mosquitoes. It's being linked to Guillain-Barré, despite the fact that Guillain-Barré is really one of the side effects of the vaccines that they're giving for women who are pregnant, the DPT, for instance. So that's the other side of the spectrum of journalism, where they really are just parroting what the CDC and the World Health Organization wants them to say. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a break, go back to the Total Health Canada conference. I had a very interesting interview with Dr. Howard Fisher, and a surprise guest. If you see the notes, you know who it is. Pops in. We didn't know it was going to happen, but listen up. It's really cool. Back after this, check out the links at robertscottbell.com after this.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special interview time from the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Canada. Met a lot of nice guys and got one here is brilliant. He's written many books. He's been attacked by the bad guys, so you know he's one of the good guys. Dr. Howard Fisher, natural physician specializing in anti-aging medicine. I got two of his books. One, I can't even read it. It's too egg-heady, and I don't want to bore anybody to tears, even though it's fascinating. But I've got one on the pursuit of perfection related to Moringa oleifera. We've talked about that on the air. But Dr. Howard Fisher, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here. I've listened to many of your broadcasts. I thoroughly enjoy the topics that you bring about to enrich the public.
We have a good time sticking our finger in the eye of established science and letting them know that, you know, we're on to them. And I think the people are desiring authenticity, new things, but grounded in science, validated too. It's not that I'm not open to things that I can't explain, but I recognize that, well, we're making a bridge for folks to come on over. And I think you've probably been trying to help people a long time that way.
Absolutely. Been doing this for decades, more than three. And that's exactly it. We're in an area that's educationally intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not able to give them knowledge to make wiser decisions,
yeah,
then they're all drinking Coca-Cola because they spend $3.5 billion a year advertising that, you know, something with 11 teaspoons of sugar is good for you.
How did that ever happen? And I grew up on that stuff. I even went to Coca-Cola University, Emory in Atlanta. They're funded by the Coca-Cola Foundation. So I knew it. It was an addiction. And when I came off, I craved it and I tasted it for years without, I mean, and this was a serious thing. The thing that we programmed millions of people around the world that water, no good. Carbonated corn syrup, sugary. I mean, how did that happen? It's amazing.
High fructose corn syrup is a killer. Very inexpensive to make. It's something that they quietly put into almost everything being sold as a prepared food. Anything that needs sweetening, they're going to use something, and your body can't even recognize it. I mean, do you think it's a surprise that in the American population we have 26 million diabetics and a new category, mm-hmm. pre-diabetic, 80 right. million who are pre-diabetic? Why do we have that category? Well, we have that category because they don't want to stop earning income by giving you products they're calling food that aren't really food.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the key aspects of our issues are deficiency diseases, without a doubt. It isn't just toxins, but it's what the toxins do to deplete us of the nutrients, if they're even there in the food, right? Have you probably done a lot of study on nutrient deficiencies, maybe one or two?
More than that. So let's look at the population, and whether it's 100% correct. I mean, everything is a nutrient deficiency. There's over 700 million chronic diseases in a population of 328 million in the United States. So your body is very, very simple. I mean, you need air, you need water, you need nutrition. That's how the factory works. So what condition is your equipment in, mm-hmm. From the environmental factors, from the nutrition that's not there, from it trying to make itself function? Do you have enough energy? And where are your raw materials coming from? Well, your raw materials aren't there, then yes, you're in deficiency mode.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can use like the stores that you've had, but once they're depleted, now you've got the diabetes, for instance. I mean, it's not a mystery.
Well, type 2 diabetes is just the fact your body doesn't recognize high fructose corn syrup. We already talked about that. Let's get to something that's far more readily available. In the American population, with 44 million cases of osteoporosis, 2 million are in men, 42 million are in women. Is there a calcium deficiency, a calcium absorption issue, or is there, in fact, right, a metabolic issue with calcium? Well, we don't know, but we do know that standard protocol, 1,500 milligrams of extracted, isolated calcium a day with a little bit of magnesium. Magnesium's great, love magnesium, and some vitamin D. And how's that working? Well, it's not working because we have 42 million women with osteoporosis.
I don't see that a lot of women are genuinely calcium deficient. I see that they're silicon deficient. That mineral is so overlooked. It's not just skin, hair, and nails, but skeletal, connective tissue, everything.
Every cell in the body.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
cell in the body has that in it. And, yes, and I made it very clear that it may not be calcium
right.
presence in the body, but it may be another cofactor, something we're
sure.
not aware of that's affecting the metabolism. I mean, right now I've been on a tear about mitochondria because I think that may be the mechanism, the why
yeah.
things work. Why, when we're deficient in something, how is that affecting this? This has been looking...
Dr. Fisher, stand by. We're going to take a break. You
absolutely,
stick around?
Absolutely,
all right, having a good time. Dr. Howard Fisher here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk a lot more health and healing, unapproved by the establishment, so you know it's good.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Total Health has been totally awesome, and totally awesome is Dr. Howard Fisher. And how many books do you have now?
17.
17! How do you have time to talk to people? I'm glad you stopped by.
You know what? It's not so much the books anymore.
Yeah.
It's finding out the why.
Yeah.
It's trying to determine how we can live forever in great health and not have to take medications as the average American who takes between 2 and 4 by the time he's 60 years old.
Yeah.
And what kind of toxicity is that?
I know. My mom's 82. She's on zero meds because she listens to her son, thankfully. She dances all the time. She's active like that. But, you know, you mentioned osteoporosis. Her docs are wanting to put her on a drug. This was some years ago. I got her on some silica, some calcium, but the right forms. A month later, it's like the bone density is different. So she listens to me. She knows, and her doctors don't even bother to put her on drugs. Now, you were talking about mitochondrial issues, the powerhouse, they call it, the energy center. So many of these drugs damage mitochondrial function. The statin drugs are the biggest in the category there, right? The whole ruse that we have to lower cholesterol to be healthy. And I've argued that if you want to live longer and have full cognition well into old age, you need higher cholesterol, not lower cholesterol.
Oh, absolutely. How are you going to... Cholesterol is a precursor to your steroidal hormones that your body has to make. So how is it that if you... Well, let's, you know, if they hadn't developed a drug that would lower cholesterol, if they haven't found Lipitor, right, there would be no issue. There would never be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they create a lot of the scenarios because they found a medication that pushes in a certain way. This is why I love plant-based nutrition, because your body takes the plant, your body does with it what it sees fit to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a drug. A drug pushes in one direction, pushes up or pushes down.
Right.
And so that's the direction that it takes. That's the design of the drug.
It overrides innate intelligence.
Oh, absolutely.
It's for our detriment.
It forces innate intelligence to take a different position.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, if we're going to continue the study of healing, real healing, it's not about manipulating molecules with one molecule that changes 100. I mean, you said it, plant-based medicine. I indicate from that, or I get from that, whole plants, right? That these factors are there, and there's a majesty about that, as opposed to man's intelligence and arrogance to say, oh no, it's just that one thing in there.
Well, let's take that even further. So you eat the plant, your body takes what it wants. It's not an extract. It's not an isolate. Research has shown that extracts and isolates just don't work the same in terms of effectiveness as a plant. So we give your body the plant, a live plant, not a dead plant, not something.
Would this be like the example of the Moringa oleifera? You're not saying, I want to isolate one thing in the plant, right? Isn't it the whole plant that's the miracle?
Absolutely. 46 antioxidants, 36 anti-inflammatories. All the amino acids your body needs, vitamins, minerals, everything is there. As a vegetarian, I've been a vegetarian for 30 years, I take a little extra B12, right? I live in Canada, I take a little extra D3. But the reality is, yeah, it's all there. If you have plant-based nutrition, your body will choose the proper course. But when you're in an environment that's damaging your body, when you're taking drugs that are damaging your body, when your mitochondria don't function, and this is the direct thing, when they can't make the energy that you need to process the factory that is a human body, I mean, just a factory, what happens? Well, it does what it can and what it needs for survival, and after that, it stores what it can, or it evacuates what it can.
Yeah, well, the burden is that many people are not excreting properly, and I'm not even talking about gross constipation, which is very real. It's a history I had as a kid growing up on the standard American diet. But even if you are seemingly regular, there are toxic poisons that are not leaving the body and you have no idea about until they diagnose you with some horrific disease. Like Ty Bollinger, you know, focuses on cancer. But it could be cardiovascular disease. The same thing caused the cancer in a certain person went and caused inflammation in the circulatory system. And they don't identify that as the cause. They just say, oh, you have a heart attack. Let's give you a bypass.
That's because they have certain categories that you fall into the category, not overall health.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we deal with overall health.
Right.
But they have categories, and that's why they have specialists. And so, oh, you're in the cardiovascular category? Okay, see a cardiologist. You're in the cancer category?
Right.
See an oncologist. Who do I see for overall health? Is that your GP? But it's not, because they're so overworked that all they can do is, there's something called the Compendium of Pharmaceutical Supplies, and all they do is they come in, they're good at identifying symptoms, and they fortunately or unfortunately make a diagnosis, go to the back, look it up. Well, there's these 22 different drugs, and these are what we're looking for. You take this for that.
Right.
Well, what about allowing your body the opportunity to detoxify? You talked about factors, you talked about absorption. Let's talk about the liver. The liver is so totally overwhelmed. These drugs and toxins are stored in your body because your liver can't deal with it It's got to deal with making you survive.
Right.
So what does it do when it's overwhelmed? It stores things in fat. Why is there a 75% overweight or obesity factor in the American population? And it's not just in America.
No, no.
It's global.
Dr. Fisher, it's growing global. You're right. And the more a country that used to be on what we call a native diet for centuries switches over to our modern medicine, modern foods, you know, it's not food, but that's what they call it, then suddenly obesity rates, diabetes, all of these things come in where they never were. And I've seen news reports within the last week about this. In fact, I was on the Jerry Doyle show. He brought this up. He's like, what is going on here? I'm like, they're eating like Americans now, and it's going everywhere.
Malaysia, number one on the obesity scale.
Isn't that amazing? Malaysia.
Malaysia, number one. I mean, I've been to Malaysia. I've lectured there a few times. 42% obesity. I mean, U.S. statistic that I saw last, 2015, was 41%, with 34% being overweight.
Right.
So... It's out of control because people aren't listening, because money speaks in a different direction to health.
Yeah. Well, the disease is very profitable for those that treat it. Those that teach how to heal and teach how to live, you know, they don't have a monopoly in a sense, in the same way where they keep you coming back. But the thing is, if you start teaching healing, you'll have lines out the door, because people, I think, by and large, want that now. Not everybody, but more than you know. Once they get this, they think, that's what I've been looking for. Now, you've written, you said, 17 books. Where do people find them? How, if they want to get them? I mean, are they still available? Are they e-books? Are they paperback? What do we do?
I guess www.fisherclinic.com would be the only real source.
Okay.
You opened up the show with a statement about being attacked.
Yeah.
Here's the latest way to attack someone. They put your book on Amazon or eBay, but you didn't put it there. They put the price at $400 or $600, but your book costs $20 or $30.
Right.
So they're controlling that listing so they can say all negative things about you.
Oh, how
you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have they done that with your books?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why is your book $400? What? What are you talking
Who
about?
Who put it up? I didn't put it there, right?
Right.
Wow. Because they don't want people to access this information. That tells you a lot about what you're putting out.
Well, if you were telling the truth... Right? Then they attack you. If
yeah.
what you're saying is as ridiculous as they say what you're saying is, then why do they bother?
Because right. You know, we've said this about the movie Vaxxed, which is circulating
right.
now.
Yeah.
If it really is full of lies and deceit, you'd want all of your buddies to see it. Look at how ridiculous that is. They're doing the opposite. They're trying to suppress it and censor it, tell people not to see it precisely because of what it's bringing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what they do. They're on the smear campaign. You've been smeared. Ty's been smeared. I've been smeared. Not only that, they're very good at what they do. They've even broken into, like, a journal, and they sent a... I had a paper published by a journal, and they had somehow hacked into the journal before the paper was even printed, made comments to them, sending emails about why they should not be printed.
Right.
Before... the issue came out. So this goes on. I mean, we all know about the number of natural physicians that seem to accidentally perish last year in the U.S. I can't explain that. I don't know. I don't have any answers to it. But we do know that if you follow the money,
yeah,
you can find some interesting things.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, we're invested in bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you that are listening. And Dr. Fisher, seems like you're doing the same, bringing that information to the people. So FisherClinic.com, so you can get the books. They're not going to be $400 a pop with all the nasty things about them that you'll see on, of course, as you said, Amazon, where they take it over. Hey, Doc. That Doc Wallach swinging by, doing some radio. My friend, he knows radio, Doc Wallach.
And I know Dr. Wallach,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great guy.
Dead doctors don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, put that headset on. Say hello while we're here. And you got it. You know how to let me switch it out around for you. There you go. So I love the surprises when we do radio here. Let me bring your microphone levels up. Doc Wallach, talk to me. Let me get you in there. Say hello.
Hello, Scott.
It's Dr. Wallach. How cool is that, Dr. Fisher? What a nice bonus and surprise as we got a few minutes left. We're having fun because, you know, he's talking about putting out the books, and the people are putting them up on Amazon, and basically say they're $400 and they're horrible. The sabotage that goes on when you have good information.
Hmm.
You can't even control it, but they're so scared of what we're doing, what you've been doing for decades. They're so scared of it now because it's impacting where it never has before.
Yes, exactly, because in the end, things that are right will survive, and the ones who are just trying to fool people disappear.
Yeah.
Because it's not only doctors that die young.
Yeah.
It's the fools that die young.
Right. We were just talking about the mysterious docks in the U.S. that have been perishing. We don't know what all that's about, but there's certainly an investment in suppressing the free flow of information, but they're losing the battle, and I think they're increasingly desperate.
You're exactly right. Even an animal, mm-hmm. when they know they're losing the battle, they become desperate and do desperate things. And we just have to keep doing more of what we've been doing. And I can't thank you enough for all you do, both of you. And using James Bond's words, mm-hmm. 200 years is not enough. We need to live 200 years and prove our proposals and theories are correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the proof is always in the pudding, right?
Yes.
And so the ones who are naysayers, their average lifespan, according to their own surveys, doctors, is 56.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you believe anybody whose average lifespan is 56 and take their information?
No, not a good plan. Not a good plan at all. Well, we were talking about mitochondrial dysfunction as well mm-hmm. earlier. I was just saying, we got a couple of minutes before we have to break, but is there a message, Dr. Fisher, that you want to send out to my audience, you know, what they need to know? Like, bottom line, we told them how to find you, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. The primary factor is try to decrease the toxins in your environment. Try to decrease the toxins in your diet. Try to find a source of nutrition. I'll give you a quick 7 rules. Be careful with what you eat. It can only hurt you. Find a source of nutrition. Get some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate. Be spiritual. It doesn't matter how you do that. Watch your source of air. Watch your source of water. And protect yourself from radiation.
Wow. You know, and Doc Wallach, you guys both bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. I appreciate you so much. This is the empowering message. And it's the vitamin L, too. The love that's got to flow through this message. And you guys bring it. So thank you for being here. It's so great to be at Total Health. My first visit. Doc, you've been coming for years, right?
Oh, yeah. 30 years been coming.
Unbelievable. I'm only 20. What do I know? And then, Dr. Fisher, great to see you. Have you on board. So
yeah.
Thank you both. And
God bless you, Dr. Fisher.
We got lots more healing to do. But thanks. This is a great episode.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Before we get into the advice moment, and I want to thank Dr. Howard Fisher, and that was a fun surprise to have Doc Wallach, the Doctors Don't Lie guy,
yeah,
on there. That was a nice surprise. That was great.
You know, we were talking, you know, in between segments here about, I can remember back in the day when Joel Wallach started off. You remember those cassette tapes that were just all the rage?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Absolutely. That started a revolution. He's done a lot behind the scenes and out front, and he's still going strong. He's amazing. And, he enjoys it when we get together like that. So that was fun. We want to get some advice for men who are thinking of getting married, how to avoid something. And we're going to get to that in just a sec. I just want to remind you, it's Advanced Medicine. Dr. Bitar's joining me a little later in the show after the news break. And we're going to talk about some body memory, working out stuff, you know, the mind, the power of the mind, you know, all the fun stuff that we do with Dr. Bitar. But for now, here's advice now for all you young men out there thinking about marrying. And thinking about the long haul, you know, how long are you going to make it? What are you going to do later in life? Who are you going to do it with, perhaps? And here's a new study coming out, and this has nothing to do with the Zika virus, despite they're talking about dementia, right? Oh, yeah, the Zika causes dementia now.
Of course, why not?
Well, if it does, men, all you have to do to avoid dementia is marry an intelligent woman.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
Now, have you ever heard this concept? I hear a lot of men that say, I married a woman smarter than me. I married her, you know, and always it's positive, right? The men that say this, whether they mean it or not. And my wife will deny it up, down, and right, left, and center. She is smarter than I am. But she's like, no. Once I became a mom, all of that went out the window. But really, it's interesting that if you engage in marry up in intelligence, you're likely to have better mental acuity throughout life, which makes sense. I would think it makes sense, unless you drink too much beer and watch too much sports. I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't think this is really a shock. I mean, if you think about it, for a long time they've been talking about how doing activities that challenge yourself, crosswords or, you know, reading or something like that, helps to ward off dementia because you're being challenged cognitively, you know, by doing these types of activities. But according to this study, they have discovered that having a partner who will challenge and intrigue you can play even more of a significant role than these cognitive exercises.
Really? That's it? That's all you got to do?
That's it.
No,
yeah.
No drugs?
No drugs. You know.
No vaccine?
No, no. You just listen, being challenged and having intelligent conversation or, you know, thought processes with a partner. It necessarily doesn't have to be, you know, a wife. It could be, you know, sure, just a, you know, a person that you interact with,
engage
or your
with
significant other. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I think this study comes out of England, but I just want to warn you folks in America what's going to happen here. You women, you smart women, you're going to be labeled as an unapproved new drug, not approved for the prevention or treatment of dementia, you know, without approval by, you know, the doctor. You're going to have to go through placebo-controlled double-blind studies. It's going to be a nightmare here. I just think, forget it. Just marry a woman who can't prevent dementia. You'll have no problems. You won't be labeled as an unapproved new drug, and you'll live happily ever after.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how you could prescribe a woman for off-label uses, though.
Oh, good Lord, there are so many ways. We shall not start going down that road. Oh, my goodness. What an interesting thing. But, yeah, I think engaging in that at that level of intellect keeps your mind sharp. Now, other factors I just want to mention. Why not? We're a health show. We occasionally talk about health. One of the things to prevent dementia, of course, is to get adequate silicon in your diet. I remember we talked with Professor Exley about reversing dementia and Alzheimer's, and he was using silicon-rich water and showing great results in detoxifying, for instance, aluminum. But we want to detoxify heavy metals of all kinds, and that's also, you know, a critical function of selenium. And, of course, embracing fat, like we always talk about. Fat is a good friend of yours if you have the right healthy kind of fat. And, you know, just like I said, detoxifying from these things that do contribute to neurological degenerative conditions, including, well, I don't want to say marrying a dumb woman. That just doesn't sound right. But I mean, it's like you look at that study, and you're like, what happens if you marry someone who, I guess, if it's just about engaging intellectually, staying.
It's about the chemistry between you, you know, and how you interact. And, you know, like I said, I don't think this is a big shock.
No.
There's a study just recently came out showing that people who have cancer have a tendency to beat cancer better when they have a supportive spouse or partner.
Maybe.
You know, same type deal.
We could have done a moment of dawn that. All right, we're out of time for this hour. We'll be back with Dr. Raja Batar, Advanced Medicine, robertscottbell.com, all of the links. Thank you, Canada. Once again, we love you. We'll be back next year. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.